Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area in Miami, Florida, 4 p.m. Central. This is your latest update on Hurricane Ida. There are some changes. So the winds are now 105 miles per hour as advertised, continuing to get stronger with time. Northwest movement is 16 miles an hour. That really hasn't changed that much. So it looks like right now we're about 240 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. So this center to the mouth of the river, that's 240 miles. That's what we're talking about. So moving at 16 miles an hour, the forecast pretty close to a track about like that. And we're going to move over some warm water over the Gulf of Mexico. Not much in the way of shear. So if you really look at this storm, plenty of outflow. Some of these outer bands getting closer and closer to the shoreline. Going to start seeing impacts later tonight, especially into tomorrow morning. So we have to talk about really being prepared for this storm. Strong storm. We look at this latest forecast. This also is brand new as of 4 p.m. Central Time. Not much change. There's not much change to this forecast. Still thinking that we're going to get to that Category 4 strength, about 135 miles an hour now is the forecast for that landfall. But one thing you want to notice is you can't focus on this center line, because you're really going to go back and forth a little bit. There's a slight adjustment to the east, a little bit to the right. That's one of these things. But I think it's important at this stage to know this storm, the center could be anywhere inside that cone two-thirds of the time. So that's why we have the hurricane warning up for places around Lake Pontchartrain, for all of portions of southeast Louisiana, including the metro New Orleans area. Any one of these areas could see those hurricane force winds. So the further we nudge that, if we have to, the further we nudge that off to the right, the more New Orleans could see some of the prolonged hurricane force winds. Damaging hurricane force winds, power outages for a significant amount of time, trees down, and damage to your home. So just a dangerous situation. If you're asked to leave, you've got to listen to those local officials. If you're asked to leave, please do it. There's still time. Still got some daylight, time to get out. If you're asked to do so, you got to be safe from this storm. This is going to be a big impact. So it's not just the center. Let's look at the hurricane force winds about 30 miles away from the center. And especially as you get further north, could get up to 50 miles from the center. So remember that. Even if you're over here, you start thinking about 50 miles, you start getting really close to portions of the city. And look at this large area of tropical storm force winds. And that's why we have tropical storm warnings on each side of that hurricane warning. So that's the situation, not just on the coast, inland as well, Baton Rouge. Areas even moving into portions of Vicksburg could see some of those gusty winds. Storm surge has been updated, still talking about that large area of 10 to 15 feet of storm surge. But the update that we have, the change from the previous, is now 5 to 8 feet in the lake. And that represents that slight change over to the right a little bit. And that just allows more wind to put water into the lake. Dangerous, life-threatening situation with the storm surge. And we have to talk about the rain to wrap this up. That is looking at 10 to 15 inches. That's a large area of 10 to 15 inches of rain in red. Some areas of 20 inches of rainfall. Flooding, dangerous situation. Please listen to the local officials. It's not too late to get out. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.